This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Sallallahu wa sallam baraka nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathira thumma amma ba'd. If you guys remember what we talked about from last time, we were reading hadith Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala wa arda, when he stayed behind for the battle of Tabuk. So this is part two of the story. Last thing we talked about when he was speaking about himself, because the summer was nice, the food was amazing, the fruits are ripening right now, so you feel tempted to stay behind. And he said, I'm strong and young, I can catch up with the Prophet salawatullahi wa salam alayhi. So part two begins when he says, قَالَ كَعْبْ فَقَلَّ رَجُلٌ يُرِدَ أَنْ يَتَغَيَّبَ إِلَّا ظَنَّ أَنَ ذَلِكَ سَيَخْفَى عَلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مَا لَمْ يَنْزِلْ بِهِ وَحِي. He says, nothing, you know, because there was no documentation of who's leaving, no records of who's going out and who's staying behind. And there were many people going out, so it will be easy just to kind of not to show up, and no one would notice you. Unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends a revelation to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about the people who did not go. He says, and the Prophet left when the situation was very ripe for us to stay there, to stay behind. However, he kept saying, I'll go tomorrow. I'll prepare tomorrow. I'll leave tomorrow. He kept saying that. وَأَقُولُ فِي نَفْسِي أَنَا قَادٌ عَلَى ذَلِكَ إِذَا أَرَدْ. I can do it when I'm ready. فَلَمْ يَزَلْ يَتَمَادَى بِي حَتَّى اسْتَمَرَّ بِالنَّاسِ الْجِدْ. I kept delaying and stalling and postponing it until people started getting ready and really getting serious. And now everybody's about to leave. فَأَصْبَحَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ غَادٍ وَالْمُسْلِمُونَ مَعَهُ. The next morning, the Prophet ﷺ, he was leaving with the people. And he says, قَالْ وَلَمْ أَقْضِ مِنْ جِهَازِ شَيْئًا. And I didn't prepare anything yet. I thought I would be ready, but I did not. ثُمَّ غَدَوْتُ فَرَجَعْتُ وَلَمْ أَقْضِ شَيْئًا. So I left in the morning to go and get myself ready, but I got distracted with other things, and I came back home, prepared nothing yet. Same thing. فَلَمْ يَزَلْ ذَلِكَ يَتَمَادَى بِي حَتَّى أَسْرَعُ وَطَفَارَةَ الْغَزُوَ. He goes, and this became my situation. Every day I say, okay, I'll do it today. Start tomorrow, today, tomorrow. Until they all left and they're gone. And then they even arrived, he says. We heard the news they were arriving. Like it's been days since then and weeks. قَالَ فَهَمَمْتُ أَنْ أَرْتَحِلَ فَأُدْرِكَهُمْ. So I decided, you know what? I should be going now before they start coming back. I should be going now. قَالَ فَكُنْتُ إِذَا خَرَجْتُ فِي النَّاءِ قَالَ ثُمَّ لَمْ يُقَدَّ ذَلِكَ لِي. However, unfortunately, he says, I wish I did, but I didn't, and that wasn't my qadr to go out. It didn't happen. فَكُنْتُ إِذَا خَرَجْتُ فِي النَّاسِ بَعْدَ خُرُوجِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَحْزُنُنِي أَنِّي لَا أَرَى لِي أُسْوَةً إِلَّا رَجُلًا مَغْمُوصًا عَلَيْهِ فِي النِّفَاقِ أَوْ رَجُلًا مِمَّنْ عَذَرَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى مِنَ الضُّعَفَاءِ. He said, and I was so saddened by the fact when I go out in the streets, I see one of two people. Someone known to be a hypocrite, or someone who has an excuse because they're weak, they're old, something like that. Like I had no excuse, and now I'm going to be kind of among the hypocrites probably right now. That's what he's thinking. قَالَ وَلَمْ يَذْكُرْنِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ حَتَّى بَلَغَ تَبُوكَ. Because the Prophet didn't even remember me until he was in Tabuk. One day he said, فَقَالَ وَهُوَ جَالِسٌ فِي الْقَوْمِ بِتَبُوكَ. When he was sitting in Tabuk, the destination where they're supposed to be. That's about a month later. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was sitting with the Sahaba. فَقَالَ صلى الله عليه وسلم قال, مَا فَعَلَ كَعْبُ بْنُ مَالِكَ. He goes, what happened to Ka'b ibn Malik? Where is he? فَقَالَ رَجُلٌ مِّن بَنِي سَلِمَةَ. Somebody from Bani Salima, from the tribes in Bani Salima. قَالَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ حَبَسَهُ بُرْدَاهُ وَالنَّظَرُ فِي عُطْفَيْهِ. Like he stayed behind because mashallah he thinks he's fancy with his two coats and you know and his lifestyle. Like he was now basically backbiting him, saying he thinks he's too good for us. That's what he's trying to say. He is too good to be with us here right now. فقال له معاذ. فقال له معاذ بن جبل. معاذ بن جبل answered that man. قال بئس ما فعلت. بئس ما قلت. Like, what a horrible statement you just mentioned. What an awful thing you just said about him. Then he answered Rasulullah, قَالَ وَاللَّهِ يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ مَا عَلِمْنَا عَلَيْهِ إِلَّا خَيْرًا. We know nothing about him, but good. Like, he's a good man. But basically, we don't know why he's not here with us. We just don't know. But he is a good man. قال فسكت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. And then the messenger of Allah went quiet. He didn't say anything. فسكت رسول الله فبينه على ذلك رأى رجلا مبيضا يزول به السراب. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, as he was waiting there, he started seeing some shadows, or you could say more like a mirage in the desert. People walking, coming through. What happened is that as the large number of people traveling, some of them, their camels got tired, they themselves got tired. So slowly and gradually, they fell behind. Not that they were abandoning the caravan, they're just unable to catch up. So they were taking their time and their chance to move forward. And sometimes in the desert, especially in the heat of the summer, you can't wait. You have to keep going. If someone falls behind, they're on their own. Because you're not going to kill everybody else just to wait for somebody in that situation. Because that's now in the summer. So the Prophet ﷺ, he saw somebody walking through. فَقَالَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ كُنْ أَبَا خَيْثَمَا. May he be Abu Khaythama. Like, I hope this is Abu Khaythama. فَقَالَ رَسُولَ فَإِذَا هُوَ أَبُو خَيْثَمَةَ الْأَنصَارِ. And the Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, that's Abu Khaythama. When he came closer, that's him, Abu Khaythama al-Ansari. فَإِذَا هُوَ أَبُو خَيْثَمَةَ الْأَنصَارِ وَهُوَ الَّذِي تَصَدَّقَ بِصَاعِ التَّمْرِ حِينَ لَمَزَهُ الْمُنَافِقُونَ. This is Abu Khaythama al-Ansari. He was a man who, when he gave charity, he gave a sa' of tamar, which is basically four handfuls of date as a charity. And the munafiqun, which was Allah mentioned that in Surah Al-Tawbah, about them, يَلْمِزُونَ مُطَّوِعِينَ فِي الصَّدَقَاتِ. They keep, you know, taunting those who give charity, like speaking ill about their charity by saying, look, Allah doesn't need this from you. What are you giving? That's what you're giving? Like, they're discouraging people from giving, even if it was the amount of sa'un and tamar. He was the one who was given that much. This is all he had. And Allah revealed the ayah to defend him against the hypocrites, defending him for his charities against these hypocrites. Later on, قال كعب فلما بلغني أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قد توجه قافلا من تبوك حضرني بثي. He said later on, which is weeks later, when we got the news that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is now heading back to Medina, he says, I got concerned. Now I realize, oh my God, what have I done to myself? Now he's thinking about his fault and his mistake. قال حضرني بثي. So I start feeling anxious. I was getting now anxious. فطفقت أتذكر الكذب. So I start trying to fabricate a story. What am I going to say? What excuse should I give the Prophet when he asked me? What am I going to say? قال وأقول بما أخرج من سخطي غدا وأستعين على ذلك بكل ذي رأي من أهلي. And I was telling myself, how am I going to escape his wrath tomorrow when he arrives? What am I going to do? So I start asking my people, my family, what do I say? Suggest something for me. And then he says, قال فلما قيل إن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قد أضل قادما زاح عني الباطل حتى عرفت أني لم أنجو منه بشيء أبدا. He said, when I heard that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is now near Medina, suddenly all that waswas of lying and fabricating a story and make up something, it was all gone. And I realized I wouldn't be saved on that day with him unless I tell the truth. So I said, فأجمعت أن أصدقه. So I made it that I'm going to be actually going to tell him the truth. صلوات الله وسلام عليه. قال فأجمعت صدقه وأصبح رسول الله قادما. The next morning the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم arrived. وكان إذا جاء قدم من سفر بدأ بالمسجد فركع فيه ركعتين ثم جلس للناس. And when the Prophet used to come from distance, from travel, he would come to the masjid, pray to rak'ah, and he sits down to wait for the people if they had anything, any concerns, any to check on the people whom he left behind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فقال فلما فعل جاءه المخلفون يعتذرون إليه ويحلفون له. He said, when he did, all those who stayed behind starts coming to him and swearing by Allah and making these oaths to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about their excuses. I swear I didn't know. I swear my mom was sick. I swear this, I swear that. All given lies just to be given the excuse not to go out with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ka'b said, وَكَانُوا بِضْعًا وَثَمَانِينَ رَجُلًا. There were about 80 plus 80 plus strong men who didn't go out with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they were throwing excuses out there. قال فقبل منهم صلى الله عليه وسلم على نيتهم وبايعهم واستغفر لهم ووكل سرائرهم إلى الله تعالى. He said the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he kept telling them, sure, you're okay, may Allah forgive you, may Allah forgive you, may Allah forgive you. Basically, he was kind of accepting from them for what they've said, but he left the truth to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about them. And Allah later on exposed them in the Quran. Allah exposed these people in the Quran afterwards. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he couldn't, you know, do anything but what? Say, okay, go. قَالَ فَلَمَّا سَلَّمْتُ, when it was my turn, and I came and I said salam to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, تَبَسَّمَ تَبَسُّبَ الْمُغْضَبِ, he smiled, and as if he was, there was a tinge of anger in that. Like he smiled with that kind of like smirk on his face about him, like, وَعَلَيْكُمْ السَّلَامُ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهُ. It's not like, وَعَلَيْكُمْ السَّلَامُ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهُ. No, no. وَعَلَيْكُمْ السَّلَامُ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهُ. Like, oh, here you are. That's what it means, basically. He wasn't happy with him. So then, قَالَ فَجِئْتُ أَمْشِي, قَالَ ثُمَّ قَالَ تَعَالَ, he says, come over here. Oh, man. Imagine the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam singles you out of all the people saying, come over here. Wallahi, I don't know what happened to you, Jama'ah. It happened to me with Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullah ta'ala, one time. We were in the majlis in the class, and it was a big, actually, gathered about 2,000 plus people. It was the city of Unayza kind of session and dars. And I was maybe in the fourth, third line, you could say, right in front of him. And Shaykh rahimahullah, he doesn't like to see students distracted in the session. So somehow somebody was passing a question from behind. So I just turned to my right to see if it's coming my way so I can bring it forward. The moment I did this, Sheikh started knocking on the table. He goes, you. I knew it was me, but I pretended it was somebody else. So I started looking down and bending my business. And the Sheikh kept saying, get up, stand up. And I'm just pretending, oh, it's not me, man. He's saying, he looking like this. And everybody's looking behind. I start looking behind me as well, too. Finally, the Sheikh does the guy in front of me. He goes, go right or left. So the guy in front of me goes like this. He goes, get up. He asked me a couple of questions. Wallahi, it was the toughest question of ever, yani, I had to answer. And then I gave my excuse. He goes, Allah yahdik, Allah yahdik. Sit down. Man, I melted. Wallahi, I was sweating. That night, I was sweating. And it was November, and it was freezing out there. When I left the masjid after the class, I got sick for 3 days and three nights. Imagine now the Prophet ﷺ calling Ka'b, come over here. And Ka'b qala fajitu amshi hatta jalastu bayna yaday. So I came through, I sat right in front of him. I sat right in front of him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Faqala li, ma khallafak? What happened to you? Why did you stay behind? SubhanAllah, this shows how much Rasulullah valued Ka'b radiallahu anhu. Like he was really concerned for him. Like, what's wrong with you? Why didn't you come with us? And that reminded me with after the session that I told you about with Shaykh Uthaymeen, I lost my focus, my concentration. I said, this is it, the Shaykh hates me right now. But then SubhanAllah, the moment the class was over, some of these students came to me. And everybody was like a cheerleader for you. MashaAllah, you made it, you made it. I said, we made it for what? Because the Sheikh wouldn't pick on you unless he cares about you. I'm like, okay, but that wasn't cool. He goes, he wouldn't pick on you unless he cares about you. And here's Ka'b ibn Malik, the Prophet ﷺ picked on him because he cared about him. He said, what's wrong with you? Why don't you show up with us? مَا خَلَّفَكَ أَلَمْ تَكُنْ قَلِبْ تَغَيْتَ ظَهْرَكَ. Didn't you have your ride already? You had your ride, right? قال قلت يا رسول الله إني والله جلست لو جلست والله قال جلست عند غيرك من أهل الدنيا لرأيت أني سأخرج من سخطه بعذر. He said, look, يا رسول الله, I know myself. If I would sit with anybody else, I'm clever enough to get myself out of it. I'm very eloquent. I can speak well. قال وقد أعطيت جدلا. I've been given good, you know, tongue. I can speak well. I can get myself out of it. فقال ولكنني والله لقد علمت لئن حدثتك اليوم حديث كذب ترضى به عني ليشكن الله أن يسخطك علي. He goes, I knew if I would lie to you, Allah will expose me. And I will earn the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and yours as well as a result of that. Like, I wouldn't dare lie to you. That's what he said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm not going to put myself in this situation. رضي الله عنه قال وإن حدثتك حديث صدق تجد علي فيه إني لأرجو فيه عقب الله عز وجل. He said, if I told you the truth and it would hurt me that you would hold it against me, I still have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he will forgive me for this. Like, even though you're going to hate me for that, I still hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of me. فقال والله ما كان لي من عذر والله ما كنت قط أقوى ولا أيسر مني حين تخلفت عنك. He said, I swear by Allah, I had no valid excuse. He said, I've never possessed so good means and I never had such favorable conditions for me as I had when I stayed behind. I have no excuse. I had everything. فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم أما هذا فقد صدق. He turns to the people and he says, as for this man, he told the truth. What does that mean exactly? He's telling what about the others? They're all liars. They're all liars. He goes, this man, he just told the truth. Like, he's right. He's told the truth right now. فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم فقم حتى يقضي الله فيك. He says, you know what? Go and leave. Until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala judges in your matter. What happened to him next will be our discussion, inshallah ta'ala, on the next session, bi'nillahi azza wa jalla. Hopefully, bi'nillah, on next week, inshallah ta'ala. Wallahu ta'ala alam. Subhanakallahu wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.